You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
I just wanted to take some time and invite you to the Shield of Faith Fellowship of Churches, Central Florida, jurisdictional meeting on July 29th through the 31st, hosted by Pastor Dinella Lemon of Renewed Strength Outreach. On Friday night, we will start at 7 p.m. with the Men of Valor. Men will come together, men of God will come together and share in this epic men gathering. On Saturday morning at 10 a.m., it is the Women of Integrity. They will begin with the panel discussion and talk about those things of women and ministry. I will step in as the state diocesan of the Shield of Faith Fellowship of Churches for the state of Florida, and will teach a seminar on marriage and ministry. Ministry and marriage. You don't want to miss this event. You do not want to miss this epic event. I will close it out on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We will start praise and worship, and I will be the speaker. Amen. Closing it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we look forward for you bringing your praise. There are pastors that are calling. There are saints that are coming. That's July 29th, starting at 7 p.m. with the Men of Valor. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. with the Women of Integrity, 2711 North Pine Hills Road in the city of Orlando. We look forward to seeing you there at this gathering, the Shield of Faith Fellowship of Churches Incorporated.
The reason why sometimes we haven't seen things manifest in our life because we don't realize that they're supposed to be working for us, and we're not giving it a job to do. We're not commanding money or mammon to work for us. Come on. And this is where you use the word of God to your advantage. How many of you can use some extra money right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is it easier to go out and to work three jobs or to stand back and say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command money and wealth to work for me. I command money and wealth to buy me a house. I command money. Come on. Okay. All right. I had a person that came to church and heard me teach this, and apparently they couldn't get with it. I say, well, you do you, baby. You do you. I'm going to do me. I'm going to keep commanding it to work for me. You can work for it all you want to. Oh, glory to God. Not that I don't have a job. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Not that I don't have a job. It's good to have a job. But it's good to know that, guess what? There are some things that are supposed to be working for you. As a matter of fact, all things. And God said, this, all things work together. It's supposed to be working for your good. And so you simply have to begin to open your mouth, people of God. Open your mouths and tell these things to work for you. Come on. Financial institutions work for my good. You got bad credit? Financial institutions work for my good. Real estate work for my good. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Come on, because sometimes you need to bring pencil and paper to church. And you need to be writing it down because the enemy is waiting outside to steal it from you. Because if you don't walk out of this here church and practice what you're being taught, faith without works is dead. Come on. There's some things that you got to practice. Oh, glory to God. You got to go home and practice. But my God, I remember one day when I was at work. And I was on the Space Center, and I had a financial need. I had a financial need. I was looking at this bill, and I knew I had to pay a bill, and I didn't know where the money was coming from. And so I began to, I was sitting there just worried about it, pondered about it, and a preacher that I was working with named Thomas Murray came to work, and he said, I was on my way to work, and he said, God said too many of my people are worried about their bills. But he said, this is what I do. He had a Bible in his hand. He took his Bible and he slapped it on the ground and he stood up on it and he says, I stand on the word of God. Now me and my little religious self, I thought he was committing sacrilege. Oh, glory to God. It took me a moment to get it. Come on. I was, he's standing on the Bible. But I begin to realize that he was saying, whatever God has to say, I stand on it. Come on. I'm standing on what God has to say. I'm standing on his word. Come on, somebody. I don't care what sticks his head up. I'm going to stand on the truth. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Truth supersedes facts. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you go to the doctor and it's a fact. Come on. What he sees on the x-ray is it's a fact. But the truth is, you're healed by his stripes. It's a fact that you may be sitting up in here and you ain't got a dime in your wallet. Come on, somebody. A dime, a nickel, a penny. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But the truth is that you're rich. Come on. If the truth is that the Bible says wealth and riches are in your house. Come on, somebody. The truth is the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for you. Oh, glory to God. And you need to open your mouth and say, I possess it now. Oh, glory to God. See, what you got is... One of the first things that God began to reveal about himself is that he was a creator. How did he create things? He created it with his mouth. Minister Al walked into the building. He is a successful man. Oh, glory to God. Him and his wife are very successful, right? And he's getting ready to go into some things, entrepreneurship as far as inventing. Well, that's one of the things that God revealed about himself. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens, come on, plural, first, second, and third, come on, hallelujah, and the earth, point to the earth. No. Some of y'all ain't got it. Come on, you are made out of earth also. There you go. You made out of, God created you from the ground. The Bible says that God created you from the ground, oh Lord. As a matter of fact, let's go there a little bit. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. That's right. You didn't have the form of God. Oh, glory to God. You were shaped, what? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You were shaped. You had the form, come on somebody, of something other than God. Okay. Alright, I'm throwing a little meat out there. And the Bible says you were void. You were empty. Void means empty. You were empty of God. You didn't have God on the inside of you. God starts off in the Bible talking about you right from the very beginning. You just haven't seen it. That's why the Bible says you need a preacher, and the preacher must be sent by God. There are some things in the Bible that you just can't see. But guess what? You sit up under the right type of teaching and God will show it to you. The Bible says that the earth was full of darkness. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Well, guess what? You were full of darkness. But the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Hallelujah. See, when I go and I pray, I trust God. I trust the Spirit of God. Oh, glory to God, to stir the water in my belly. The Bible says that when Jesus said that when you preach, amen, that the Word of God will come up out of your belly like running rivers of water. You're drinking right now. Come on. This is for you to drink. Come on. This is for you to drink. You need to be sucking it up. Then all of a sudden the Bible says that God said, let there be light. Now, because God first off talks about the state that you were in, dark, without form, void. And then all of a sudden now, God begins to say, okay, let there be light. Because God knows how to turn the light on in your life, just like that. All right, I don't know if y'all getting this here. I'm throwing meat, I'm throwing steak out there at you. God knows how to turn the light on. Damn, all of a sudden now you are at the road of decision. Somebody in here, you're at the road of decision. You are at the road of decision to walk in the light or walk in the dark. That's why when some of you, when we went through the repentance prayer earlier, amen, that was a time of decision to say, hey, I want to serve God. I want to walk in the light. Come on, somebody. And not in the dark. So all of a sudden, God says, let there be light. And the Bible says that God saw it and that it was good. And then when you begin to go on, you see that God began to tell the water, come on, to flow back off the land. In other words, God created borders. God created borders in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I could keep going. I'm going to stop right there, though. But anyways, he says, I stand on the Word of God. How many of you standing on the Word?
Yes.
How many of you got enough Word in you to fight with?
Yes.
Okay. How many of you got enough Word to fight with? When the devil came, go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. It's all right. I'm just going to follow the Lord this morning. I'm going to just follow the Lord. Let him just kind of lead me. Have your way, Spirit of the Lord God. Amen. I got some notes back there, but I'm following Jesus. Hallelujah. I turned the service over to him. Amen. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. God made this serpent. Come on, somebody. But let me say, this serpent turned his body over to Satan to be used by the devil. Okay, all right. This is how you have. Can I tell you something? There are real witches. There are real warlocks. There are real. You know, when you look in the Bible and you see that Moses confronted Pharaoh. Come on, those folks came out there and dropped their snakes to the ground. I mean, dropped their sticks to the ground and their sticks turned into snakes. But Moses dropped his stick to the ground, and his stick ate up.
Jesus.
Ate up the sticks or the snakes that the witches and warlocks had dropped on the floor. That meant that God was all powerful. Come on. God was like, that don't mean nothing to me. I'll have this stick turn into a serpent and consume the other sticks.
Yes.
Right there in Pharaoh's face. And then God commenced to putting a whooping on him. Amen. Putting a whooping on Egypt till they let God's people go. Can I tell you something? God is the type of God. He will provide an avenue of escape. Oh, glory to God for his people. If you want to serve him, God will provide an avenue of escape. Can I tell you something? God, the blood was an avenue of escape. Yada. Oh, glory to God. That's pretty good. The blood was an avenue of escape. It allowed the children of Israel to escape Egypt, to escape the world. Come on, somebody. The blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, my God, it will allow you to escape. Come on, somebody. The world. Is this good or what?
Yeah.
It's good to me. I don't know if it's good to you, but it's good to me. Hallelujah. God is all about letting you escape stuff. Come on. God is all about letting you get out of stuff. Come on. Stuff that you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this. The ark was a vehicle of escape. Hallelujah. The flood came, but yet God used the ark. God is about covering his people. Oh, glory to God. Helping his people to escape judgment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said a little bit earlier in Sunday school, when Peter cut off the servant's ear. They was coming to get Jesus, and Peter pulled out a sword and yow, cut the servant's ear off. My God, up in Zion. The evidence was there that Peter did it. Oh, glory to God. The evidence was that Peter was supposed to lose an ear that night. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Is that Old Testament or what? He was supposed to lose an ear that night. But what did Jesus do? Pick that ear up and put it back on. Come on, he covered him. He made a way of escape. He made a way of escape. God is about you escaping from the enemy. Come on, from the enemy's camp. All right. I got off track there a moment. Was that good or what?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, glory to God. Speak. Somebody say, speak, Holy Spirit.
Speak, Holy Spirit.
Oh, glory to God. Have your way, Lord. So this serpent allowed, submitted. Some of us have been that way. We have submitted to the enemy. Somebody say, Lord, forgive us.
Lord, forgive us.
Lord, we repent. We've given our bodies over to the devil to be used by the devil. Somebody say, Lord, forgive us.
Lord, forgive us.
Rabbi, Rabbi. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says, he said to the woman, because this is why a snake don't have legs today. The scientists will tell you that a snake used to have legs. They don't know what happened. Come on. They look at his bone. They see some nubs here. You know, when they look at the bones, a snake used to, God know how to take the legs off of a snake. My God, up in Zion. Whoa. Hallelujah. God know how to chop the legs off. I hope ain't nobody up in here being used by the snake. Walk out of here. Y'all help them on out. Help them walk with them nubs. Boy, all right. Let me get back to the word. Serpent said unto the woman, we may eat of the fruit of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Sometimes we're touching stuff. Amen. Sometimes we're touching stuff. Oh, glory to God. We're not eating it, but we're close enough to touch it. Amen. And sometimes because we're touching stuff, we're pretty sure we find ourselves eating it. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be. He gave her a word test. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He dropped a little something out there and gave her a word test to find out how much word was in her. And he said, okay, she knows the word. She knows the word. She said, we ain't supposed to touch the tree. We're not supposed to eat of the tree. But glory to God. She knows the word. And some of us in here, we know a little word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he came back and he deceived her. Oh, glory to God, with the next statement. Hallelujah. Because guess what? It's more. You need more than just to know a little word. You need to know, oh, glory to God, the God of the word. You need to know the nature of God, the heart of God. Sometimes we need to know enough to wait and say, hold up, before I make this decision, let me go to God. Oh, y'all didn't get that. Hallelujah. Before I make this decision, let me go and find out the mind of God, because we don't always know the mind of God. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Is that good or what?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Because the devil, can I tell you something? The devil was right there in heaven. Come on. The devil was a high angel, archangel in heaven. He's been around God enough to know some things. Come on. And he knows how much we know. And so we need to rely and depend upon the Lord. Amen, somebody. Amen. Everybody say, have your way. So God has given us some promises. Tell somebody, these promises come with a fight. Go to Exodus. Did I tell you Exodus 13 and 17?
Yes.
Who went there? Somebody got it? Read it for me right quick. Hallelujah. Exodus 13 and 17.
it says, "And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, mm-hmm. although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt."
I mean, you know, the Bible is full of promises. Full of promises. And sometimes we can get discouraged because sometimes we're not seeing a lot of manifestation. And I believe sometimes that's because a lot of times we go to church and we're just hearing good old stories. But nobody's giving you revelation. Where there's revelation, there's manifestation. I want you to open your mouth and say that. Where there's revelation, there's manifestation. God wants things to manifest in your life. He just don't want you, you know, to keep hearing it. But God wouldn't hear it. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. How many you set up in here in church right now, you've heard some things you've never heard before since you've been here this morning? Okay, all right. All right. That's revealed truth. That's revealed truth. Now God wants it to manifest in your life. I'm telling you, when you hear revealed truth, if you go out and begin to practice the revealed truth, come on, you'll see manifestation. I guarantee you can take it to the bank. You will see manifestation. I'm telling you. And so God's people got to be willing to fight, come on, or to move forward for what they want. Can I tell you something? I had a friend of mine, and he went to Lowe's. This is a long time ago when they started changing the names of from Christmas to holiday. And he went to find the Christmas tree, and they had a holiday trees. And he says, where are the Christmas trees? And the manager said, those are Christmas trees. He said, no, those aren't Christmas trees. Those are holiday trees. He said, I don't want a holiday tree. I want a Christmas tree. Because one of the things about the enemy, the enemy slowly will creep. Come on, somebody. Slowly will creep. He's fighting. He's warring. And sometimes we as Christians, we won't stand up and fight back. We won't do it. We just allow things to happen and we won't do anything about it. Do you know that you have the ability to do some things about it? Jesus said, pray that when you pray about your flight, that it be not in winter. Come on, somebody. In other words, he wouldn't have told them that if they didn't have the ability to pray about it and to change things. Come on. You have the ability to pray about and to bring about a change on some things. And so he says, I'll tell you what, I'm a pastor. I believe he said that he would tell the other pastors too, but he says, I'm a pastor. I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell my congregation not to come and buy any more trees from you all, because you're not selling Christmas trees, but you're selling holiday trees. He said, the next thing you know, I went back to Lowe's and they were selling Christmas trees. Why? Because he was willing to fight. Come on, somebody. He was willing to fight for his belief in Christ and in the Word. We got to be willing to do the same thing. When the devil sees that you're going to fight him, he will automatically, somebody say, back up. Back up. Okay. Lord, because sometimes we're not using the Word for our advantage. I want you to say that. Sometimes we're not using the Word for our advantage. There has to be action with your faith. Tell somebody, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Let me say, okay, all right. How many of you get up in the morning time and you pray? Great. Excellent. Awesome. How many of you get up in the morning time and you command? Did you almost fall down? I want you all to. The Bible says that though the righteous fall, he shall rise again. How many of you are familiar with that scripture? Now, sometimes we quote in scripture and we quote it, but we don't take it and glean off of it. Though the righteous fall, he shall rise again. Okay. Huh? Say what? Oh. My wife said she was agreeing with me. Though the righteous fall, he shall rise again. Sometimes we need to add a little something to that. Though I fall, I shall rise again. Everything about me shall rise. My future shall rise. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. My family shall rise. Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm saying that when you're praying and you're using the word, oh glory to God. I run to Isaiah 54 and 17. Isaiah 54 and 17. Isaiah 54:17. I'm almost done. Y'all getting some of this out on. I hadn't even. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you." Did I give you the right one?
Yes, that's it.
54:17.
Yes, that sir.
It?
Yes, sir.
"No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Is that what it says?
Yes.
"And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn it." Is that what it says?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, this is what I'm talking about, using the word to your advantage. Sometimes you're in a scrap with the devil, and you know the devil's messing with you, and you won't say nothing. And you're just tolerating it. Come on. You don't know really actuality. You are backing up in the spirit realm. Sometimes not saying anything is almost like agreeing. The devil's coming against your marriage. The devil's coming against your home. What are you saying? Are you just tolerating it? The devil's coming against your finances. The devil's coming against your health. What are you saying? Are you not saying anything? How many know that Jesus, my God, you know, Jesus, when the devil came after him, he answered back, and what did he answer with? The word. He spoke the word. It is written. He said something. The problem with the body of Christ, the people of God, is that we got sealed lips. Come on, somebody. We won't say nothing, or either we don't know enough of this to say something to fight back. Jesus taught us how to fight. In the scripture, when the devil came after him and the devil said something to him, he came back with the word. He countered with what? The word. Some of you all, oh boy, if you just learn to counter with the word, come on. He say something, you say something. But what you got to say is greater than what he got to say. God's word don't come back void. Everything the devil says don't come back void and empty. But God's word, come on. Glory to God. Don't come back more. They don't come back empty. Come on. So, my God. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. So you say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Now you need to add something in there. No weapon formed against what? My home. My marriage. My children shall prosper. Stop thinking about yourself. Come on. Glean off of that word. No weapon formed against my finances shall prosper. No weapon formed against.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question for John is about the doctrine of election. Some people say when the Bible speaks of election, it means God looked through the corridors of time, saw who would believe in Jesus, and based on that, chose them, elected them for salvation. Is that what the Bible teaches?
Well, a simple answer to the question is no, that's not what the Bible teaches. It does not teach that God